The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And on today's episode of Going In Raw News Brief, we're going to talk Jim Ross's profanity-laced defense of AEW, AJ Styles finally opens up about Flat Earth Theory, and WWE finally confirms SummerSlam is canceled, at least in Boston. But first, Adam Cole took an epic rivalry of his to the next level this morning, Larson. What's in the news?
Oh, man. In a moment, years in the making, Adam Cole blew up at Pat McAfee during an appearance on the former NFL punter slash WWE commentator show. The interview seemed to be going fine until McAfee started hurling insults Cole's way, saying that he's no Shawn Michaels, attributing Cole's success to surrounding himself with people more talented than himself, saying he understands the bumps and bruises that come with pro wrestling because he trained with Rip Rogers for a night. Then, finally, after McAfee called Cole kind of small, the leader of the Undisputed Era just loses it, pushes over a mic stand, and goes on an expletive-filled rant about how he's there taking time away from his family to do this, quote, stupid effing show, and you're going to continue to disrespect me. Cole then pushes one of Pat's co-hosts and storms out of the studio. So pretty quickly today, this clip spread all over wrestling Twitter. And a lot of the conversation centered around, was it real?
Man, I wish, but no, it was great though. It was so awesome. It always surprises me that when WWE wrestlers will drop F-bombs outside of WWE programming. Randy Orton, says it all the time on Twitter, but that's kind of different than going on, like, because I'm pretty sure McAfee's show, is it like, I have no idea. Is it like, it's internet-based, right? Like, it's a YouTube show, or is it actually?
I mean, this clip was on YouTube, yeah.
Okay, so I'm assuming it's probably, I think it's a podcast. I think it's got a popular podcast. That's what it is. Okay.
Yeah.
And he obviously curses on it quite a bit. I don't know. It always just sort of shocks me when I hear that kind of thing, but no. Clearly, this is
a feud going back years to WWE watch along, where they would just talk trash to each other the whole time. This is definitely not real. These are two guys who are good at what they do, and they're invested in the bit, and therefore they are convincing. But no, it's not real.
Yeah, I guess sort of the bigger question would be, what is this leading to something? I mean, that's kind of the thing. If he's gonna do this, I mean, maybe it's just to build general buzz, like you said. I mean, they've been going. I've read somewhere, and I don't know. I was actually trying to look this up. That their rivalry actually predates even Cole's time in WWE and NXT.
Oh, yeah.
Which I did. I just read that somewhere. I have no idea if that's true or not. But yeah, certainly it dates to when Pat McAfee first started doing commentator work for NXT. This is all in good fun. They're probably laughing their asses off afterwards. I mean, it wasn't nearly as awkward as a real confrontation like this would be. To me, it was, like I said, it was just fun to see Adam Cole drop some F-bombs like he used to back in the day at PWG shows. Obviously, he can't really do that these days in NXT. But it was fun.
Yeah, this clip was many things, but I never once felt like it was really awkward.
Yeah, even when like the co-host or production guy comes up, like he just walks over there basically so Adam Cole can push him, but he pushes him in like the gentlest way.
Yeah.
It's funny because now when you get on Google, you try to Google Pat McAfee, Adam Cole, just to see if there's any info about their history. It's literally just everything that's happened in the past 12 hours. So yeah, you can't, you know. Okay, so I just had to go to Pat McAfee's Wikipedia page here. So it says in March 2018, McAfee was present at an NXT show in Indianapolis where he prevented Adam Cole from winning by DQ in his match against Aleister Black. Instead, McAfee's distraction was enough time for Black to recover and hit Cole with his finisher, Black Mass. So there you go. Maybe it all stems from that. I don't know. Anyways, Larson, what's next?
Next, speaking of real conversations, good old JR kept it real last night during AEW's Dynamite post-show, or himself and Taz pulled no punches when making the case that AEW is a better product on Wednesday nights. Transcripts of this from Fightful, and then I transcribed like the last sentence from JR's second quote. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, this is going to sound real ass-kissing, but why is there even a choice on Wednesday nights? DVR NXT. Watch it later. Our shit's better, and I'm proud of being able to say that, and it's not in defiance. It's reality. And then Taz says, I don't really remember the last time I watched that show. I'm not bullshitting. I really don't remember, and I don't give a rat's ass about it. I respect the men and women there bumping and working. I'm not trying to be a homer. I don't give a shit if someone thinks that I am. I'm so locked into this, I don't really give a rat's ass about it. What we're doing is we're not insulting your intelligence, and we're acknowledging WWE. They're the ones insulting your intelligence. Then JR continues, well, here's the thing. Do you think any of those TV shows or streaming shows the WWE does would ever mention us? Shit, no. They're arrogant and omnipotent. They're the kings of the mountain. Here's us going on our YouTube channel trying to build this entity. Here's us going on Wednesday nights on TNT trying to build that brand. And I mention guys all the time who had WWE backgrounds. So fucking what? And you could just see Excalibur's stomach drop at that point. So yeah, I mean, good. That's awesome. You know what? I love that it's the passion for the product they're building. Yep. These guys have, obviously, at least Taz and JR do, like, a ton of experience dealing with WWE. So I'm sure it feels great to go out and do something that they're passionate about, that they can build, that they can show, hey, pro wrestling can exist without Vince McMahon. Mm-hmm. And this week it even proved out in the ratings. I know that there's been a lot of back and forth between the two, but this week, man, AEW went out there, killed. Dominant. They had like 845,000 to NXT 615 or something like that.
620, I think, yeah.
620.
Yeah, dominant.
So they're out there saying that, hey, we can do this without the WWE, and that's good for them to have a chip mm-hmm. on their shoulders. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, you can enjoy what you do. I personally prefer watching NXT. I know you prefer AEW.
Yep.
And that's totally cool. Like, we can have our opinions on stuff, but like, they're trying to build something from the ground up, and I think that's fantastic. That's awesome.
I think so too. And always kind of, I get why WWE doesn't ever mention anybody else. I understand why they probably do it. It always kind of bothered me though that you know, they will kind of elliptically reference people's wrestling past elsewhere, saying they've won championships around the world. I think the closest they ever gotten to mentioning New Japan, at least on main roster, is saying the IWGP tag title or something about Gallows and Anderson. Mm-hmm. The fact that they very rarely acknowledge professional wrestling outside WWE, again, I guess I kind of understand why they do it, but still, it's a bit annoying.
Well, here's
There's
the thing,
a whole
though,
world
man.
Of wrestling that exists beyond WWE. It's,
when you,
you
say
can't acknowledge it, you know.
When you say when they do it, it's Vince. You know,
oh, yeah.
It's like the fact that. That who was it that said Triple H? It was didn't somebody say that Dijak said on a Twitch stream?
Yeah,
that Triple H
stream. It said one in one of our I think our chat last night for our AEW Dynamite recap. Someone said that Dijak mentioned that,
and that backs up what Brody Lee was saying. That Triple H said, "Hey, do you want to go to New Japan?" Because he was going to try to make that happen. Once Vince is gone, it's going to be a whole different thing, man. It's mm-hmm. going to be, I really do believe it's going to be a whole different thing. Speaking of a whole different thing, a whole different planet, perhaps. AJ Styles, during his very first Twitch stream last night, of course, he made the big move, the huge move from the dying Mixer, which has now been integrated into Facebook Gaming.
Correct.
He made the jump over to Twitch, and during that premiere, man, he had a lot to say, most of it in terms of, like, the dirt sheet stuff. Like, he called Brian Alvarez, if I'm not mistaken, a douche.
I believe that's what he said, yes.
Yeah. So he was calling out Dirt Sheets, man. But it was really nothing much new in that regard. He was clarifying some stuff about Paul Heyman. But more importantly than that, of course, he was talking about Flat Earth Theory. These transcripts come to you from Pro Wrestling Sheet. Because, of course, Randy Orton's been out there saying, you know, making no bones about saying, yeah, AJ believes that the Earth is flat. AJ has a bone of contention there. He says this. The whole flat earth thing, I'm with you guys. Wait, I'm with you guys. I'm not a flat earther. He says, Randy Orton likes to be a turd, should I say. And so he keeps saying stuff. I'm like, come on. There are some interesting things that come up. And I was like, wow, that's interesting, you know. But it was never, it's flat, it's flat, you're going to fall. It's never been like that. Just because I said it's interesting, I'm now a flat earther. Well, here's the thing about theories. There's some interesting things. And that's when I go, well, that's, have you ever heard this? There's a lot of interesting theories. JFK, 9/11, like, that's interesting, you know? Look, I'll be honest with you. I've Googled Flat Earth before just to see the cool artist renditions of what the Flat Earth would look like. And it's fascinating how Flat Earthers can, like, conceive of this stuff. Because it doesn't make a lick of sense within the proper realm of actual science.
Zero sense.
But no maybe sense. Maybe what he's saying is just the ideas behind it are different and they're weird and they're interesting. That's giving him the benefit of the doubt. It's odd that he doesn't actually come out and just say, I believe the Earth is round or a sphere or whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's just saying, hey, I haven't seen it for myself. I have not been up into space. I have not seen it. I mean, there are actual ways you can see how the Earth is round from the ground.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know.
Anyways, Randy Orton responded to AJ's denials, retweeting the Pro Wrestling Sheet article and commenting, quote, calling bullshit, # Earth to AJ.
Earth to AJ. Oh, God. Oh, man. Calling bullshit. Oh, man. You know what, man? Leave AJ Styles alone if he wants to believe. What? It's not hurting anybody if he thinks the Earth is flat or if he just doesn't know. Maybe he's just saying, hey, look, I don't know.
Maybe his stance that he said on Talking Smack is a true one.
There's a lot of questions. There's a lot of questions.
I mean, the round Earth, that seems to be pretty easily proven and solved. There should be a whole lot of questions about whether the Earth is round. That seems pretty obvious.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. For some reason, it tickles me that Randy is very publicly just like giving AJ crap for it.
That's what's really funny.
That's what I find interesting.
And it just makes me wonder, like, what is their backstage relationship like?
Yeah, what is the situation where AJ is trying to start a conversation about this stuff with Orton, and Orton was just like, are you kidding me? The Earth is round, man. Well, AJ is like, well, I just have some questions. No, the Earth is round.
Okay, AJ, what's your question? Well, you know, if the Earth is round, why is it? Okay, no, stop. It's not if.
Earth is round, AJ.
Earth is round. Oh, man.
It's not. I feel like it's a sneak behind or peek behind the curtain. We don't get a whole lot.
I know.
Where Orton will take the Twitter to rib his coworkers.
Yeah. 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 I don't know. I like AJ though. You know what? I like a man who will stand his ground, man. I like a guy who's saying, listen, here's the deal. Makes me laugh. Look, here's the thing. When we met him, he was so nice to us.
Yeah,
he was so nice.
He seemed like a really pleasant guy. Yes, absolutely.
He seemed like a really nice guy. So I don't like running down people when I met them and they're really nice to me.
Okay.
I think it's funny. I think when people think that the Earth is flat, I think it's funny. I think it's harmless, and I think it's funny.
We've had this conversation before, and I feel like potential there for it to go, like, we start questioning science. It's not exactly a slippery slope, but the danger is there that it can be. So when you deny something that's basic, like, accepted common knowledge, plainly obvious, you know.
Let the man play his PUBG. Let him play his PUBG and think the Earth is flat. What's wrong with that? Just let him do it. See, he's not hurting anybody.
Anyways, speaking of not wanting to hurt anybody, Boston has canceled SummerSlam. I know we all saw it coming. Today was made Today was made official.
Speaking of not wanting to hurt anybody.
It was made official. SummerSlam's canceled in Boston. Here's a full press release of WWE. Quote, shouldn't laugh about it. In coordination with our local partners, government officials, and TD Garden, WWE SummerSlam related events will no longer take place in Boston. Refunds are available at the original point of purchase. We are grateful for the city of Boston for the longstanding partnership and look forward to holding WWE events at TD Garden in the future. SummerSlam will stream live on Sunday, August 23rd at 7 p.m. Eastern, WWE Network. And information regarding a new location for the event, Performance Center, is forthcoming. Hi, Zoe.
Yeah, it's totally going to be at the Performance Center.
Yeah. It's the right call. I mean, that's why we all saw it coming. Boston's mayor pretty much said there'll be no large-scale public events before Labor Day, so it was a mere formality that this is going to be canceled, and it has been, and it's the right call, because you don't want to put people in an arena and expose them to a virus.
No
coronavirus.
Good.
You can't do it. It's a danger, and I'm happy they canceled it. It's the right call.
Now, if AJ went on a stream and started saying masks don't do anything, if that was, but he hasn't done that. He hasn't done that.
I understand, but you understand my point that once you deny basic science, in one area, the potential. I'm not saying it's going to happen across the board. Potential is there for it to happen in other areas. That's my point.
If that were to occur, then it's okay to call somebody out. But until then, you can't assume that because they think the Earth is flat, they think that.
No,
you know.
I'm not assuming that, but you know, I'm just saying I've heard other instances where that has happened.
Fair enough.
I'm not specifically calling out AJ for that. I don't know. I don't know if he's a flat earther or not. And I agree. Let him play PUBG. It's not my business.
What can you extrapolate from? I can extrapolate from that that he just maybe he's just a shape agnostic, like he's like I don't know, but I'm open to ideas.
Well, you're still denying basic science then, because he's saying, well, the Earth isn't round, or he's saying he's entertained the possibility that it's not round, even though that's basically proven science at this point.
Here's the thing: like anybody on the planet Earth can endeavor to, even if you're saying, hey, any picture can be doctored, there are experiments you can do by yourself with like little to no equipment and determine that the Earth is round. You can just Google those experiments.
It's a very easily provable thing.
It's a very easily provable thing, exactly. I mean, that's what cracks me up, is that clearly when you look up at the moon, it has
dimension, shape.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and then if you can look through a telescope and see Jupiter and Saturn, you can see the shadows.
Yes.
Right?
There's
dimensions. Flat earthers shape. Think that the Earth is the one flat thing in our solar system?
I don't know. I haven't looked that much into it.
Just saying, it's an interesting theory. Lots of questions, Lars. He was so nice to us. He was
very nice.
I'm pretty sure even too sweet at you after you denied
it. He was very nice to us. It was fun talking to him.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to give him any crap. I'm going to say,
him any crap?
As long as he doesn't take it to the next level, like you said, as long as he doesn't do that, then I'm behind him. Hey, you want to believe the Earth is flat? What do I care? Just don't go past that.
I believe I just said that. If he wants to believe the Earth is flat, that's his business.
Oh, I'm not giving you crap right now.
Well, I kind of feel like you are.
No. That was a great segue, though. Anyways.
Which one?
The SummerSlam one. Speaking of not wanting to hurt people. Speaking of not wanting to pack 50,000 or 15,000 in a TD Garden. Anyways, I'm going to go watch some NBA, Larson.
All right, sounds good.
I'll talk to you guys. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for watching. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Oh, crap. Let us know in the comments. Let us know in the comments if you believe the Earth is round or flat. Thanks for watching. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.